Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. A free one-day event is taking place in Cobourg next week, focusing on the causes of poverty and possible solutions to reducing it. United Way Northumberland and the Northumberland Community Legal Center are co-hosting the event, which will feature presentations and roundtable discussions. Alicia Van Dyne, Executive Director of the United Way Northumberland, says poverty is impacting residents in many ways.
So what we have been hearing from a lot of our partners is that poverty is certainly on the rise here in Northumberland County. I don't think that that is surprising to everybody with an affordability crisis that we've all seen. You know, our food banks are telling us that they're having the number one months of first-time users. You know, there's actually a group of people that are particularly impacted and sometimes are quiet about it, and it's our seniors. Seniors are the fastest growing group living in poverty. Again, no surprise, because sometimes pensions don't always stretch as far as they need to.
So in terms of the poverty as well, you're talking mainly food insecurity. Are there examples of maybe housing insecurity that would also be impacting poverty in this town?
Absolutely. So at our event in the morning, we're actually dealing with housing, homelessness, unhomed, couch surfing, all of those things that are happening in the morning. We've got a great panel lined up. We've got Habitat for Humanity. Kathy is going to come and speak. Transition House, of course, will be there. Rebound Youth, and we sometimes don't think about how youth are impacted by homelessness or lack of affordable housing. The Help Center, of course, is going to be there. They're going to talk about the utilities program that they do and, you know, how many more people are trying to access for energy rebates just to remain in their homes. You know, we also have Councillor Jeff Weldon, who's going to be coming to really talk about what it looks like from a housing perspective, from a municipal lens. Because really, for us to be able to tackle this, it's a huge issue in housing and homelessness. We can't do it in isolation. We need to do it with as a group and as a collaboration. And so what I'm really hoping in the morning is that we can get a really good lens of what homelessness and unhomed and unaffordable housing looks like in Northumberland County. In the afternoon, we're going to be talking about more general poverty reduction issues, things like food insecurity. What does it mean to be in poverty if you have a disability? What does transportation look like for you if you're struggling? You know, we've got some great people that are coming from addictions and mental health as well, because we know that sometimes that goes hand in hand. Not always, but it does go hand in hand in some cases. We want to talk about seniors' poverty and what it looks like in terms of health. How does health impact poverty? And so what we're trying to get a really good handle on is what does poverty look like? And as a collaborative, what can we do to move the needle?
Well, that's kind of the second part of my discussion with you would be is that there are a lot of conferences that discuss a specific issue. And sometimes people don't hear on the back end ideas to tackle some of these issues or alleviate some of these issues. So during some of these discussions and sessions that you're going to have, will there be ideas presented on what can be done, maybe the short, medium, and long term to kind of really address a lot of these issues?
That's exactly what we're trying to get out of this. So our panel presenters will do, they'll be talking about the programs that they're operating and some of the challenges that they're facing. But we're also doing roundtable discussions so that professionals sitting together can talk about gaps that maybe they have identified within poverty and what that looks like, services that they're offering, because this is about exchange of ideas and really thinking about what are some of the solutions that we could do short-term, medium-term, long-term, so that we can really, again, move the needle.
Now, as well, it's going on at this event on Wednesday is there'll be a presentation on the King Charles Award. What is that award?
So the King Charles Coronation Medal is presented to outstanding Canadians. There's 30,000 of them who have been identified by various organizations as outstanding in their field. And although I can't tell you the name of the person, you'll have to come to the event and see the person who the United Way made a nomination for. She, and I'll give you a little hint, it's a she has been doing amazing work in the not-for-profit field on the national and on a local level as well.
So if I want to attend this event, where and when and how can I get involved?
You can call the United Way office, of course, 905-372-6955. Or, of course, you can email us at office@nuw.unitedway.ca. I am just very excited for this event. It's the first time that we've done this probably before COVID. Part of the United Way's role is to reach across to not-for-profit professionals, to government officials, to individual community members. It's really that one of our jobs is to try to build those bridges. And I really believe that we all know that resources are scarce. How can the United Way help to move the needle? And I think in these collaborative ideas, this is where we can fund to make the dollars stretch as far as they can.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.